From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces engaged Sunday in a new offensive at a town near Mosul. The Kurdish Peshmerga forces have been pushing toward towns just northeast of Mosul to clear the way for troops heading to the city to oust the Islamic State group. U.S. Secretary of State, Defense Secretary, rather, Ash Carter, has visited the region. He was in Erbil Sunday for talks with Kurdish leaders and military commanders. Shortly after arriving, Carter met with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani. Carter also discussed Turkey's demands to join the battle, saying Iraq's sovereignty is paramount. Also, Iraqi officials said Friday's assault by IS fighters on Kirkuk ended in failure, with all attackers either killed on the battlefield or blown up by their own explosives. Fighting resumed Sunday in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a three-day humanitarian pause. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported airstrikes, ground offensives, and shelling. The British monitor said there was fighting in several areas along the front that divides the city's government-held west from the rebel-held east. The monitor said Syrian or Russian airstrikes have also resumed. Saudi-led airstrikes resumed Sunday near Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The attacks came just hours after a 72-hour ceasefire expired. UN Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said he had hoped the ceasefire would continue. Fighting in Yemen between government forces and the Houthi rebels raged from Friday into Saturday on the Saudi-Yemen border. This is VOA News.